Public Radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Community amplified. It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday. Friday on a Friday. On the SoCal Sound.
All right, it's Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
Music sounds better on a Friday. We have a very special guest. We once chatted with him on Zoom, which, you know, is never quite the same as in person.
No.
But we got this guy to come here to Northridge to hang out for Friday on a Friday. It is Ed O'Brien. Ed O'Brien, guitarist from Radiohead, also solo artist. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Fantastic.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. Fantastic. Great. I've been in LA for about 6 years, so we used to come here a lot. So it feels familiar and very lovely to be back here.
You're back home.
Yes.
Back home.
Yeah. Back to your second home.
It's very different from, you talked a lot about when we were talking before about being out in the woods and all that.
Yeah.
And then you're in Los Angeles. How's that for your psyche?
It's interesting. It's like, it's an adjustment.
For sure.
I bet.
I mean, 2 days ago, I was swimming in the river. And yeah, and now I'm
surrounded by nature.
Yeah, now I'm in the valley.
Yeah,
It's a little different, but it's cool. I mean, that's kind of one of the joys about this whole thing. It is a bit like, I realized a while back, if you're gonna really enjoy it, and I think it's so important to enjoy because it's such a blessing being able to do this. It's a bit like a ride, and you get on it, and you go, where am I today? And it's, you know, I've got mechanisms now whereby I can root myself. So my meditation, I went for a walk today, I did my Tai Chi, you know. So there
are... popping in and out, see how that's going.
In and out burger. I remember they used to do really good fries, right?
No, never.
They used to,
no.
Back in the 90s.
No, they, like 25, 30 years ago.
Because they used to cut them from potatoes. That morning.
They do, but I think their fries are terrible.
I haven't eaten them since 1996. Very specific.
Not too far.
But they were very good in 1996, which was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
They should get some T-shirts. Best fries of 1996.
In 1996.
Yeah.
Okay, we always start Friday on a Friday with a Radiohead song, and I thought, you know, you could pick one of your faves. Pick a song that, I don't know, means something.
You're saying that every Friday you...
Yes.
You start...
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Literally every single Friday.
Just so you know, like for 3 years, we would go on the air every Friday, play a Radiohead song, and pray that you guys would tour. So you could imagine when you guys announced a tour, we lost our minds.
We did take a little bit of a manifesting pat on the back because
we created the tour.
Sincere.
We were up at like 2 a.m. trying to get tickets like psychopaths. Do you know the stress you put us through?
I'm sorry. And to avoid the ticket touts. It was all to avoid the touts.
I know.
So a track. What track would you... I think, how about Weird Fishes from In Rainbows?
Wow.
It's funny you bring that up. It happens to be one of my favorite songs. But also, you have some amazing vocals on that.
Yeah.
That like brings the song up. I saw something online the other day that was funny. Because what you sing there, I guess in a Reddit community, they're like, I feel like all he sings is his own name. So they think you're just singing Ed all the time.
I know. Yeah, I am, actually. it's some beautiful self-promotion.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's become over the years like one of the songs live, one of the moments live that is just so powerful. It's so beautiful and such an amazing song. And that song, I remember the first time I heard it, like Tom and Johnny did a demo, of it. And it was just like, oh my God, this thing is incredible. And then we started tracking it and it was, so yeah, it's just one of those songs that sort of transcends time and space.
Sure. Yeah, you could say that.
Well, it's like, but you know, it's funny to be able to talk about it like that. I wouldn't have been so, you know, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been as sort of overt about it. But it's that understanding as you get older, you know, songs come through you. They're not, you know, musicians are, and songwriters are just conduits. They're just channels. So these things come through. So it's what's been so nice about the whole process of getting back together with the band was actually going in rehearsals, going, wow, or playing them live, going, these are really good songs in a way that I've never really acknowledged. You know, I've known they were powerful, I've known there's something there, but to have that kind of distance, having not played them, and then play them and go, wow, this is beautiful, you know. So, yeah.
Totally. Speaking of acknowledgement, you are a huge acknowledger to the crowd when you're on stage, just so you know. And we feel that from you. So thank you for...
Well, I'm in gratitude because, you know, I know that a gig is like, it's energetic flow and it's a back and forth. So I've always said this, that, you know, people say they come up at the end of the gig and they go, you know, that was great. You guys were great. I said, if it's a great night, I'm like, no, you guys are great as well, because the way that you arrive at a gig, the way you bring it. And so I always think the band is like, we're just striking the match for the fire, and then you just get into this beautiful thing, and it's I love it. I mean, it's such a blessing. It's incredible, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm always grateful. And when you see people's faces, and particularly on that last tour, young people who'd never seen us before.
Yeah, you talk about us, the young people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You've never seen us before.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure you saw. We were literally eye level with you, basically. Just like.
It's amazing, and you can feel it, and you can feel the energy, you can feel, and you know, like a song on like Let Down, and you could see there were these emotions. Young people, yeah, in tears by the time they get to that third verse, and they're like, you know, they're like this, and you see it, and it's like hell, Jesus, sorry, you have to, you know, so yeah, it's amazing. It's such an amazing thing to be doing. What it is, it's service. It's all about service.
Well, you guys are great servicemen.
Yeah,
to serve.
That's what it's about.
You filled our life with joy.
That's saying it lightly.
Well, we all do our thing, right? I mean, you do the same thing for your audience, and it is what I feel we should be doing is we should be serving.
Sure.
That's what we do, and it doesn't matter what you do. You can be the greatest janitor of, you look after your bathrooms, your public bathrooms. You know, you go into those bathrooms and, you know, public bathrooms, and the guys looks after, and it's beautiful. And that to me that's beauty and that's service. So whatever it is you do, I'm not really into hierarchies of what people do, but just serve people, serve the planet, serve spirit. That's what it's about.
Thank you.
Man, can we have talks like weekly by any chance?
He's going to be our new thing.
That's my one thing I ever say. So I come back and say, next week, it's about service.
All right. Don't forget, everybody, service.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the service guy.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to play one of our favorite songs, a song that Ed O'Brien from Radiohead picked. It's Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
right, and we're back with Ed O'Brien from Radiohead, who just put out a second studio album, solo album called Blue Morpho. We should play some songs off this record.
What
do you think? We're going to play a couple songs from it. Why don't you pick one to play?
I think I would if it's a Friday, I think Obrigado. I think that would be a good thing, end of the week. As for those in the know, Obrigado means thank you in Portuguese, and it's a song of thanks, and it's a song of gratitude. And I've been sort of very slightly obsessed about near-death experiences and that effect, and this idea that the soul leaves the body. And I was just thinking, what would it be like when I die? What will I feel? And I just had this feeling that imagine my body ascending up, leaving my soul, leaving my physical body and ascending up into the sky. And I was just like, I think I'm going to feel gratitude, and gratitude not only for all the relationships and people, but also this incredible planet that we live on. She is so beautiful. And unfortunately, we're still like in the infantile phase of humanity where we don't treat her accordingly. And
we sometimes go backwards.
Yeah, we're going backwards, and we're doing that a lot. But I still have hope, because I think as soon as we wake up to the fact that, you know, we're not the center of the universe. Human beings aren't the center of the universe, folks. We've got to get beyond that. You know, we might think we are, and our business leaders think we are, and our politicians think we are, but we are a tiny speck in the middle of this vastness. And that's the truth.
Right.
And also, this planet that we live on is the most beautiful thing we can see for thousands and millions of miles, right? So once we woke into that, and so my whole thing was that I'm going to feel this planet and give thanks, and all her flora and fauna and every little creature and all big creatures and human beings dotted around really trying to do their best, and or some of them, and you know, so yeah, it's a song of thanks and gratitude.
Well, let's get into it. Obrigado. It is off of Blue Morpho. It's Ed O'Brien. He's here with us. No big deal, Jason.
No, not at all.
It's 88.5.
It's the SoCal Sound.
All right, we're here with Ed O'Brien, guitarist from Radiohead, multi-instrumentalist, vocalist.
I always comment on the
shaker.
On
the he kibasa. Loves your shaker work.
The little kibasa.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I love
you
a kibasa.
You like so many. I'm like, what?
I love a bit of Brazilian percussion.
Yeah.
Latin percussion.
It shows.
In another lifetime, I'm a Latin percussionist.
I believe that.
Let's play some music that you want to play outside of your own music.
Yeah.
You want to DJ here?
Well, yeah. I mean, I see you've got Wilco Bonnaroo. Wilco are like those guys. I played with them, and John and Glenn are really good friends. And I would love to hear a Wilco song. So it's a Friday. I think it's sunny. I think Heavy Metal Drummer would be really great to hear on a Friday. So I'd love to hear that. Yeah.
We just want to hear you say, it's Friday on a Friday.
It's Friday on a Friday, and Radiohead was originally called On a Friday. Because why? We always used to rehearse on a Friday.
We're so connected.
Yeah.
My
crazy.
No kidding.
Crazy serendipity.
We're never getting rid of this.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some Wilco. Slater.
Jason Friday.
We didn't pick that song.
No.
Do you want to know who picked it? Ed O'Brien from Radiohead. He is our special guest.
Yeah.
He has left the room for a few minutes, and Jason, I just thought we'd talk about how amazing it is to have Ed O'Brien on the show.
No, this is crazy. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. It is incredible.
So we'll be back with Ed O'Brien from Radiohead on this beautiful program, Friday on a Friday. Music sounds better on a Friday. We'll get back to the music faster.
Oh, wait, he's coming.
Hi, this is Kat Griffin, host of Americana Matinee. Join me on Saturday mornings at 8 Pacific for folk, blues, alt country, and Americana music, old, new, and in between. That's Saturdays from 8 to 10 a.m. here on 88.5, The SoCal Sound, and thesocalsound.org.
The SoCal Sound has tickets to see Interpol at Santa Barbara Bowl on August 14th. Thanks to our friends at Golden Voice, current members can find contest rules and enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. Interpol, Santa Barbara Bowl, August 14th.
Support comes from Rosterita Cantina and Venue at the Gateway to Joshua Tree in 29 Palms, a restored 1920s desert wedding venue where couples gather beneath open skies, celebrate beneath desert sunsets, and create memories surrounded by the high desert landscape. Featuring all-inclusive wedding packages with food service, bar packages, tables, chairs, and event coordination available, a fully permitted high desert curated venue designed to bring weddings together in one place. Learn more at RosteritaCantina.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Brian Smith Presents, presenting Suki Waterhouse's The Loveland Tour at Hollywood Forever Cemetery on July 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at TicketWeb.com. Suki Waterhouse, Hollywood Forever Cemetery, July 23rd.
Thanks to the businesses and organizations that choose to support the SoCal Sound and Bilingual Sounds. Business sponsors help make these stations' programming possible. Learn more at thesocalsound.org and hit the Become a Sponsor button.
It's Friday, I'm in Love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
All right, it's Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
We have a very special guest. It is Ed O'Brien. Ed O'Brien, guitarist from Radiohead, also solo artist. Let's play another song. You have another band in mind?
Well, would you play, your audience might not have heard this before, but would you be open to playing a song called Grief by Samora Pinder Hughes?
Of course.
He's really, I think you'll enjoy this. It's very, very, there's definitely an essence of Radiohead in it. But it's a very beautiful song, and it was really influential for me when I was making my music, when I was making Blue Morpho. So it was one of the artists I really leaned into, and he made a beautiful record. And the title track called Grief by Samora Pinder Hughes is, yeah, I think you guys will listen. It's Friday.
Exhausted, but I won't leave. 'Cause last night I heard you called up your phone for the voice machine. Death is much worse for the ones left behind. Don't leave me alone with my dreams.
I might go crazy this time.
Check for what's left in the ones who survive.
Samora Penderhughes?
Yes.
That is when did that come out?
2022. It's like the perfect, it was like the perfect song of lockdown. He's an American artist.
Wow.
And it was just like, it's the most perfect, kind of the perfect musical, someone who's right in the middle, who's obviously lost people who've actually died in COVID in his community. Right. And this song comes out, it's so beautiful, it's hypnotic, and it's...
It really is, though.
Yeah, it's amazing.
God, it's like a...
Yeah.
A genuine, like, but, like, relaxing trance almost.
100%, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We're going to play... I picked a few songs
right.
that I want to just play clips of. I'm going to go through four different songs.
Yeah.
Maybe see which one. You might know one of these songs, or you might not. I'm kind of hoping you don't.
Yeah, okay.
And we're just going to see your reaction to them.
Okay, great.
And then maybe we pick one of them to play.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, ready for this one? What do you think about that one?
Beautiful. Yeah, who's that?
That's a band called Prune. P-R-E-W-N. One of my new faves.
Yes, really good.
Originally from Massachusetts, but now living out in L.A., the lead singer, Izzy, out here.
Yeah, she's good. It's yeah, very good.
It's mainly one. It's a one woman, but
yeah.
She plays with a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
Okay. I love the cello.
Yeah, it's like beautiful.
Fantastic.
So good.
Yeah. All right, how about this one?
See where it goes.
Even I was like, I thought it already went in. Okay, maybe not.
That's a band
from
Leeds. They're called the Sorcerers.
Okay, from Leeds, England.
Yeah, wow. I thought you might know them.
No, not at all.
It's weird.
Yeah.
All right, now this one's blown up a lot, so it's possible you might know
these
probably
not,
people.
No. Yeah.
Oh, you know, you've been too busy out in the woods. You might enjoy the kind of like math rock. What is it also called? Metronome or something?
12-tone or something?
Yeah, 12-tone.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know this. Is it the duo? Yeah. You wear the funny stuff.
Yeah.
The wild outfits.
Carry on. I do like them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Angine du Poitrine. They're French-Canadian.
Yeah, I like it. I really like them. Yeah, I really, really like them. I'd like to hear that again because it's very cool.
Yeah.
Do you play that?
We play that song, again.
Yeah.
So cool.
Now, this could be a setup. This is a local band.
Come on.
Play it here, man. Welcome to the house of vanity. I hope you got a taste for blood. There's no sugar left in the distillery. Just salt to them in the cup. But is it empty? Is it half full? I guess we'll never really know. You keep walking around like a movie star. But you're no Marilyn living more. Any thoughts on those guys?
I'm not having that.
Not my cup of tea, really. Sounds a bit like all that stuff they used to play at the end of the 90s on K-Rock.
Yeah. That song specifically,
yeah.
I think it...
Who is that?
That's one of the bands he's in.
It is one of the harder side of tunes.
Yeah.
That's the setup.
It's supposed to be a rough song because it's about somebody sucking the life out of you, basically. You know.
It's funny, that whole era was like... I think it was such a... With music like that, it's like it's so emotional.
Yeah.
And you have to be in that place. And if you, like, I didn't have those emotions. I was a bit too old for it in a way.
Sure.
And so, but when you're in that music, it's like, I totally understand. Right. I mean, our version of that would have been, I don't know, I guess it would have been Fugazi or something.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
But it's the same thing. It's that really intense, that loud thing. But by the time that music came out, we'd moved away from loud guitars and stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you did.
What's your favorite of all those?
The third one, Angine.
Yeah.
But I love it. I think it's really great. I saw the footage of them playing live and I thought it was brilliant. And I think it's the first time that I had heard microtonal guitar done really brilliantly, right?
Yeah.
And it feels like the new frontier.
That's why I think they're just so unique.
And they're playing a bunch of shows up here.
Right.
They're playing some two small ones, and then I think the world's coming again.
It's just so different, and they do it so well, as you were saying.
It's
but
so
they
musical.
Really do, though.
It's so musical, isn't it? And it's brilliant, and it's like, it's definitely made all our heads go like, ooh, yeah, like some of the notes. It's brilliant. I mean, it's interesting. Johnny was really into, like, years ago, he got a microtonal guitar made, and he was really, really into that. And I mean, I don't think it was the kind of thing that it needs everyone in a band to go that way. But I think he's definitely done a lot of stuff himself microtonally.
Sure. I could see that.
Yeah, totally.
So, you know, somebody like that, it's like, yeah, you gotta explore all options, because you've already done these.
And nobody knows who they really are.
And nobody, right? No,
I know. It's that old, it's brilliant, isn't it? It's like Daft Punk, it's like Kiss, it's like, well, put on a mask, hide and then play this weird, beautiful music.
And you're like, what is going on there?
I mean, that's a really nice thing for us as players, right, to kind of decipher, and it's like... What I love about music like that is it's that thing when it opens your ears further, you know, because we get so sort of used to sonic possibilities or sonic probabilities.
Right.
But with songs like that, or with music like that, they open, it's like expanding your palette.
Totally.
Right? Yeah.
And the formula is like totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
Opposite of the standard or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah, it's very...
Yeah.
really are so grateful for you coming and hanging out with us during our show. We're obviously huge fans. Before you go, we're going to play another one of your solo songs, but we do need to chat a little bit about Radiohead and sure. the possibility of a tour.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, give us any information that hasn't been heard anywhere else, and we could put this, you know, through the radio, and then we're like in publications that we got some secret yeah. information out yeah. of you.
Well, I can tell you, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, we enjoyed touring, and we might enjoy touring again.
That is great.
Right? How's that scoop for you?
You guys, you heard it here first. They enjoyed touring, and they will possibly enjoy touring again.
They might enjoy doing it again.
Yeah.
That's a heavy
I mean, that's a big scoop. I mean, everything's going to be like... The social media is going to be...
Right.
Do you know what's crazy about all this stuff? Is like when I started doing the interviews again, like I spoke to you guys like a few weeks ago about it, and I'm not really on social media. I don't think about, you know, and you say one thing, like... It's crazy. I think I said something in South by Southwest like, oh yeah, we might do some shows again. It's suddenly like, it's like, it's just nuts. And the headline is Radiohead are going to tour. It's like, oh my God, it's like, it's crazy. So there are two ways to approach it. One of it, you just button up, you don't say a thing. And the other one, you go, f*** it.
If you wanted to say f*** right now, you can. Go ahead and tell us.
I don't say f*** it. I don't care. I'm going to carry on being me.
As you should.
And I'm not going to get worried about what I might say for fear of it blowing up or saying something inopportune, you know.
Right.
The guys in the band are like, dude, really? What did you say to them?
Well, that's what
Ed O'Brien breaks his silence on the Radiohead tour.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Well, that's the thing that you worry about. You think, oh my God, you know what? But no one, they don't read social media. None of us are on social media. Everyone's busy doing, having a life.
I was going to say.
So, and it rolls over and, yeah. you know. So it's one of those. I mean, listen, it's better that, you know, people want to come and see you and are interested, so rather than disinterested.
We are interested.
We're interested.
We're interested.
We would like some notice, yeah. especially if it's a faraway land.
Yeah. Look, we made it happen before we could do it again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of course, we can help guide you to wanting to do
well,
it.
Keep again. Manifesting.
We will be manifesting.
Keep manifesting the continent or the what place you want it to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's see if that manifestation comes to fruition.
All right.
I love it.
While we're in service.
Whilst you're in service.
I will service as long as I need to, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's play. We are previewing, we're going to do an album dive into Blue Morpho next week. You're going to sit and chat with me about the whole record. Let's play another track off of Blue Morpho, which just came out.
Yeah.
Your second studio album.
Yeah.
What do you got next?
A shorter one, Sweet Spot.
Let's do it. It's been so sweet having you here. Yes. I really, you coming to Northridge and hanging out with us is a dream come true, and we couldn't be happier. So thank you, Ed O'Brien.
Well, thank you. It's always much nicer. I always enjoy being in person and seeing the lair, see where they do their thing.
Yes.
So thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man.
All right, it's Ed O'Brien. It's Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Community amplified.